早晨。
Good morning, everybody.
刚才我已经听到Cathy Chan 嘅好嘅见证。
Just now, I heard such a good testimony from Cathy Chan.
真系睇见我所侍奉嘅主有真有活嘅神。
We experience that the Lord that we serve is a living God.
一个喜事咧，就睇见谭牧师同埋短宣队佢哋都平安翻到嚟。
The second good news is we welcome Pastor Benjamin Tam back from Arizona with good news.
而且听见好消息，就睇见有好多果子结出嚟。
And I heard that there are fruitful ministry in Arizona.
多谢谭牧师同埋各位弟兄姊妹，俾我再有机会翻嚟。同各位一起敬拜同埋分享神嘅说话。
I'm so thankful and delighted that Pastor Benjamin Tam and all the saints of your church invited me back again to share God's word with you.
我今日同各位要讲嘅题目就系耶稣眼中嘅施舍同埋行善。
The topic I'm going to share with you this morning.Is Jesus' view of giving and good works?
我哋经常都听人讲，乜嘢宗教都一样，都系叫人行善嘅啫。
We often hear people say all religions are the same. They want us to do good works.
但系耶稣基督所讲嘅行善，同普通嘅宗教有好大嘅分别。
But good works in the view of Jesus are very different from the good works.Of other religions.
我想问各位一个问题。
I would like to ask you a question.
你最近有冇向过人做过一件好事，或者施舍又好，或者帮过人又好？喺最近呢个月内，有冇人做过
？Have you given something to help others, or done something good to benefit somebody lately this month?
有冇
？Have you？
哇，好失望喎，耶稣。完全冇啊！
Or raise your hand if you have.
或者你翻去谂清楚，或者有都唔定。
If you think about it, you know, but you know, instantly you probably don't remember. But if you think about it, you may remember.
你同隔篱拎只狗出去行都算系好事。
If you help your neighbor to walk his dog, it's a good work. It's also good work.
我喺读者文集睇到一篇文章，个文章嘅题目就话做善事有益健康。
An article in Reader's Digest magazine says that good works actually enhance the quality of life。
美国密歇根大学嘅研究员佢就认为，做善事不但能够使生活更加美好而且仲系延年益寿。
A research scientist.In the University of Michigan, discovered that doing good to benefit others not only enriches your own life, but also promotes longevity.
布朗博士曾经调查过423对嘅年长夫妇。
Dr. Brown from the university did a survey on 423 senior citizen couples.
佢问佢哋。过去一年有冇帮助过任何嘅朋友或者邻居一次
？Asking them if they had helped a friend or a neighbor at least once during the past year。
咁啊，五年之后咧，嗰啲回答有嘅人咧，佢仲活喺世上嘅比例系超出50%。
Five years later, Dr. Brown discovered that those who had helped others.Increased their lifespan by 50% compared to those who had not helped others.
嗰啲冇答话冇嗰啲人咧，就少咗啦，就短命咗啦。
But those who had not helped others have shortened their own life.
所以布朗博士就话啦，这个研究显示到咧，保持良好嘅人际关系系对我哋好有益处。
That's why Dr. Brown pointed out that.Those who have maintained good interpersonal relationships are definitely more profitable in life.
不少人都认为接受人嘅帮助系最好嘅。
Many people think that only receiving will benefit oneself.
其实 施比受更有益我们的健康。
The opposite is true. Those who are generous and giving are healthier than those who just take advantage of others.
基督教和其他宗教对行善的看法有怎么不同法呢？
Christianity's viewpoint on doing good compared to those of other religions.
基督教看爱心帮助别人是我们的本分，也是神给我们的恩典。
Christianity look upon helping others and giving to others with love is a Christian duty and also God's grace.
好像是不是错了个题目啊？这个神都无所不知，今天的题目不是这个啊。是没错了，啱了啱了。我以为我自己老有点懵懂。好，这边哦，好，这边是吧？哎 ，this one。所以啊，呢、这個 new technology sometimes 都有時都係有啊。呢度我簡咗簡略咗佢前面嗰段，係啦，呢度開始，好啦，呢度開始，啊，真冇講，咁咧，基督教睇話愛心去幫助別人，施捨俾別人。是我们的本分，也是神的恩典。
Well, again, Christianity looks upon caring for others with love is a duty of a Christian and God's grace.
因为我们所侍奉的神，叫出神是爱，而爱是他本性。
Because the God we serve is love. This is his nature.
我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。
We love because God first loved us.
圣经说，若我们不爱看得见的人，又怎能够爱看不见的神呢？
The Bible says, if we do not love those we can see, how can we love the God that we cannot see?
我们帮助人，无论在物质上，或者在一句鼓励的说话，甚至在一些普通的很小的事上，这个都是显出我们的关心和一个有爱心的表现。
When we help others, whether it's material, a word of encouragement, or doing a chore, that's an expression of our love.
我们只不过是一个渠道，是神用过用透过我们是做出那些善事。
We are just channels of God's blessings.
最近呢，我的邻居呢就要去德萨斯州度假两个礼拜。
Right now,they are still there. Our neighbor, they are Americans. The couple, they are a couple. They went to Texas for their summer vacation.
咁佢嘅花园种得好靓，种咗好多花。
They were gone for 2 weeks. They are still in Texas. They have a beautiful garden.
佢话啊，我两个礼拜后翻嚟咧，可能啲花一半都冇晒噶啦。
And the wife was very concerned because she is the gardener.He said, "Oh, when I return, the garden will be gone, you know, because there's nobody watering the garden."
Oh, 我话你唔使担心，我会同你每日，如果唔落雨，每日都同你淋花，又同你执信，咁啊，你唔使担心啦，你即管去enjoy 你嘅 vacation 得啦。
So before they went, I offer to water the garden for her and also pick up the mail.Don't worry, just go and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the vacation in Texas.
我唔觉得是一个好大嘅善事，但最得人就觉得自己能够帮到人就系一个快乐，助人为快乐之本。
I don't think it's a big deal, but I think that if I can help others, it's a joy.
第二咧，嗰啲非基督徒佢认为行善助人系功德，系出名。
Pagans, that is non-Christians, look upon good works as merit or seeking fame and fortune.
因为佢哋唔相信人嘅得救系本乎恩，亦都因为相信主耶稣。
Non-Christians do not believe man is saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
佢哋唔知道，佢哋以为靠自己做一啲嘅善行功德，咁就可以得到入天堂嘅门票。
They mistakenly believe they can gain entrance into heaven through their own merits and good works.
所以佢哋咧就好睇得重佢哋所做嘅善事，甚至要出名。
That's why they really emphasize on their good works and also fame and fortune.
喺香有几多个香港嚟噶？我哋当中啊，即系几多香港嚟啊？
一半吓。Come from Hong Kong.
每一次香港筹款又唱歌啊、电台啊筹款帮助嗰啲救灾嘅时候咧。个电台都会宣布某某人捐几多，某某人捐几多，又出名又要数字要讲出嚟，呢就系咁啦。
In Hong Kong, every time there's a fundraising to help the victims of a disaster, the radio station will announce, who is donating how much, so that they will get fame and fortune.
所以我哋今日嘅经文就话喺马太第六章第一节嗰度点讲？耶稣话：你们要小心，不可将善事行在人面前，故意叫佢哋睇见。若果系咁样，就不能得你哋天父赏赐了。
Let's look at today's Bible verses, Matthew chapter 6:1-4. Jesus' view on good works and giving is very different from the non-Christians.Jesus wants us to do good works, not expecting a reward. He said, "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 6:1.
喺猶太人嘅宗教生活裏邊咧，有三件事係佢哋做好人嘅支柱嚟嘅。
There are three pillars of doing good works in the religious life of the Jew.
第一是施舍，第二是祈祷，第三就是禁食。这三件事很重要。
First is giving, second is praying, third is fasting.
所以这叫做不得想藉行善，跟我讲第一点。第一点。是。仲系現在得信，但系咧呢三样系紧要，但系出自错误嘅动机嘅时候咧，就变咗失咗佢嘅价值。
Just don't look at the PowerPoint, you'll be fine.
You'll get it, don't worry.
It's kind of messed up. Sorry. These three things, giving, praying, and fasting, are basically good things.
但如果施舍唔系为咗帮助人
，However, if the motive is wrong, they are worthless.
只系想出名或者系显出自己慷慨嘅话咧
，If your giving is to show off your generosity in order to gain others.
或者在众人面前得到人称赞，自我陶醉。
That is getting drowsy in the joy of men's praises. That is worthless.
咁我冇乜用。祈祷咧可以变成唔系同上帝讲说话。
Praying can turn from talking to God to just showing off.
只系喺面前话俾人听我系几咁虔诚。
To tell people how devoted one is.
禁食是可以成为不是为了心灵的好处，也不是为了在主的面前的自卑，而只是想夸耀一下自己几咁有节制的品格。
fasting can decline from spiritual nurturing and humility into taking pride in one's good character.
所以人的行善呢，可以只是得到人的称赞，增加自己的名气，那没什么意思的。
If doing good is just to show yourself off and getting applause from others, that's no point to it.
人的拍掌和称赞是很暂时的，只有天父的欣赏赏赐才是永久的。
Man's hand clapping and applause are temporary. Only our Heavenly Father's reward is everlasting.
我相信当中有些读过中国古书的人，中国古书有一句说话怎么说啊？善欲人之就不是真善。
I'm sure some of you must have read some of the old Chinese philosophies. And one of the sayings of the Chinese philosophy is, if you want to show off your good works, that's not true virtue.
好了，现在我们看就是刚才讲了我们的不得想赐的行善，现在我们看第二点是什么呢？
Now, the second point I want to say is
不应该做的施善的方法，施舍的方法。
Wrong giving.
他所以那里说，第二节那里说怎么说呢？所以你们施舍的时候，不可叫你的罪人面前吹号，好像那些假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所做的，故意要得人的称赞。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐了，就是马太福音六章二节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 2, Jesus said, So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with a trumpet, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they already received their reward.
犹太拉比他有一句说话，有个格言这么说，施舍者是比献祭的人更伟大。
There's a Jewish rabbi proverb, giving to the needy is even greater than offering sacrifice.
雅各书他这么说了，他说在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。雅各书一章廿七节。
The book of James chapter 1 verse 27 states, Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
因此施舍是一个敬虔的记号。
Therefore, giving is a sign of godliness.
什么叫敬虔啊？
What is godliness?
就是似神的意思。
Godliness is to be like God, our Heavenly Father.
现在这个世界因为罪和魔鬼的影响呢，不公义和贫穷的事日日地增加。
Because of satanic activities these days, the landscape of sinfulness, unrighteousness and injustice, poverty are increasing by the day.
好像美国来讲，以美国为例，现在超过每六个人里面有一个是在贫穷线上生活的。
In America, one out of six people is living on the poverty level.
最近因为呢尤其是选举那些东西呢，共和党输了啦，去年啦，就打电话来筹款啦。
Recently, because of the voting situation, the Republicans keep calling us on the phone to raise money.
咁我就哇咁多电话，唔净止佢，仲有好多其他。我话佢听，我话我系好想捐，但系我而家 I'm on the poverty line。咁我话 OK， have a good day, sir。咁就收线啦。
But there are so many organizations calling us. To raise funds, we can't give to all of them. You know, just name it. You know, disabled veterans is one of them. And Pastor Fong answered the phone and said, I really want to give. However, I'm on the poverty level myself.
我當然要捐，就捐俾教會同埋福音機構，這個是 priority。 Secular 那些是其次。
My priority of giving is to the church and Christian organizations like the Moody Bible Institute. But the others, they are on the waiting list.
現在靠糧票 Footstamp 靠糧票度日的在美國已經超過1600萬人。
In AmericaPeople who depend on food stamps are on the rise. More than 16 million people subsist on food stamps.
若果 Obamacare 實行的時候，窮人會著更加多。
If Obamacare is materialized, there will be more poor people.
所以我們的看法就是 I depend on the divine care, not Obamacare.
So we kind of comfort each other.We depend on divine care, not Obamacare.
就上帝嘅保健，仲好过呢个奥巴马嘅保健。
The most reliable health care is God's divine care.
我哋信主嘅人系咪应该向嗰啲穷嘅人施舍同埋帮助佢哋呢
？Should Christians give to the poor?
当然系应该，圣经都叫我哋咁做。
Definitely.
怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华，他的善行耶和华必偿还。这个是箴言19:17所讲的。
In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17, it stated, "He who is kind to the poor or give to the poor is lending to the Lord, and God will reward."
但是保罗提醒一件事，要向那些应得的人来施行救济和帮助。不是个个应得的，有些是不应该得的，但是要向应得的人要帮助他们。
The Apostle Paul advised us, we should give to the deserving poor.
你知道贫穷都有四种人。
Poverty, there are four different kinds of poverty.
第一种呢，就是那些真是值得要帮助的贫穷人，那些伤残人士啊，那些是值得帮助他们。
The first type is a deserving poor, like the disabled people.
但第二種嗰啲人咧，嗰啲叫做 professional poor， 即係啲所謂專業嘅窮人。
The second type of poor are the professional poor。
嗰啲咧攞糧票，坐喺 sofa 度食 chips 睇 TV 啫，唔翻工嘅，越食越肥嘅 potato couch 係咪叫呢個couch potato？ 嗰啲就唔應該幫佢。
Those not deserving professional poor are those.That gets the food stamp, and they would sit at home, wouldn't go to work, watch TV, eat potato chips, and these are not the deserving poor. Definitely, they are the professional poor.
佢食好多 junk food 嚟變級增肥。
They eat a lot of junk food like potato chips.
第三種人咧
，junkies。
第三種就係嗰啲。Stupid poor， 嗰啲蠢嘅個貧窮。
The third type of poor is a stupid poor。
嗱，話聽邊啲人係蠢嘅貧窮咧
？I'm telling you what are the stupid poor。
好地地有工作有妻子有仔女，但到咗50多歲結離婚。
Those are people who was doing very well. They have a family. They have He would have a wife and children, and when they reach their 50s, maybe it's a midlife crisis. They decided to divorce.
每一次的离婚是增加贫穷人，告诉你。
Every divorce is an increase of the poor.
因为每一次离婚，什么都二一分作五，一间屋劈开佢，一人一半，银行10,000元，一人一半，什么都一半，仔女又是分开。Lawyer 最賺錢，三分一俾咗律師。
When you divorce, everything's divided. you have to sell the house and divide the money you get from selling the house, and the bank account is divided into two. Everything is divided, and also you have to hire the lawyer, and you have to pay a substantial amount to the lawyer to complete the divorce, and also the financial division, and also child support, and also custody. So the lawyer is getting all the benefits.
有律師同我講，好多中國人本來好地有間餐館仔插衰好好地地，但因為咧中意去賭船，好快就連間餐館都賣埋冇曬。
A friend told me that a lot of Chinese own more than one restaurant and they were doing very well financially, but they like to go to gamble on the boat. You know, there's gambling casinos that they go to regularly and lost everything. These are the stupid poor.
但是最得人尊敬的就是耶稣本来有钱，耶稣本来富足，但是他自己变成贫穷，唯独是叫你和我变成富足。
The most respectful poor are those like Jesus Christ. He was rich, but because of us, he became poor.
所以耶稣就说，我们救济，我们帮助人是好，但是不要故意要得人的称赞，故意要得人的看见。
That's why our Lord warned us not to dramatize our giving to attract admiration or even to get attention.
我们第三日呢就是蒙主喜悦的施舍，第三第四节。
The third biblical instruction about giving is found in Matthew chapter 6 verse 3 and 4. The giving that is pleasing to the Lord.
我的时间呢我们不读出来了，因为在圣经里面你可以看到那里的地方教我们。
Because of the time, we will not read it. You can read it yourself. Matthew chapter 6 verse 3 and 4.
我们首先要存着一个纯正的动机去行善。
First of all, we have to give with a pure motive.
我们的目的是什么呢？是满足神的心，关心那些贫穷和那些怜悯那些有需要的人。
The purpose of giving is to express God's compassion for the poor and the needy, and also our expression of our love and compassion for the poor.
第二呢，我们不是想求人家的称赞，我们不管人家看不看得见，或者有多少人看见都好，都不是最重要。
Second, we are not seeking the applause of others. We don't mind if nobody knows, or if there's a few people that knows, or more people that knows, doesn't matter. We still help others and give to others, whether anybody knows about it or not.
我们总是凭爱心去帮助他。
We give and help them out of love.
我有个好经验，就是1993年我去圣地旅行那次。
I have a good experience during my trip to the Holy Land in 1993.
有一天我就是从耶路撒冷就出去出边行，就离开耶路撒冷城喺出边行紧嘅时候。
One day I was leaving the city of Jerusalem, and I was walking along the road.
咁有个乞衣上嚟，又问我攞钱。
There was a beggar on the roadside came up to me asking me for money.
所以我就俾了一啲钱佢。
So I gave this beggar some money. He's a Jew.
点知佢多谢都冇佢，咁咪攞咗走啦。
He didn't even thank me. He took the money and walked away.
嗱，你大家有经验啦。若果你俾一个乞衣，无论系呢度好或者边度都好，你俾佢，佢就梗系多谢先生，多谢大姑少奶，梗系咁讲噶嘛，系咪？
Well, you have the experience. If you give something to the beggar or the poor, they always thank you or show some appreciation to you, at least smile at you.
咁我成日喺度猛拗头，拗唔明白点解咁嘅咧？咁 那個導遊是一個聖經學者，他在當地讀緊他的博士論文。他話喺聖地係咁噶。
The guy that took us to took our tour team to the Holy Land was a Bible scholar. He was Chinese, and he was studying in the University of Jerusalem, and he explained to me, such is the culture of giving to the beggars in the Holy Land.
他說他不會多謝你，但是反而你要多謝上帝。
The beggars won't thank you. Just the opposite. You should thank God for having the opportunity.
你多謝上帝給你有生命，你多謝上帝給你有這個資源，即是有些錢可以幫助別人，所以你自己要多謝上帝。
You should thank God that you have life and you have the resources to give. Then that's why you should thank God.
所以那次我學一個非常好的功課。
At that time I learned a very good lesson.
第三樣這聖經教我們就暗中施捨的後果。
The third instruction of giving from the Bible is the fruit of giving in secret.
他說你父在暗中察看，必然報答你。
Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father sees your giving in secret; He will reward you."
人睇唔见，你自己都冇计数，捐咗几多钱，但系我哋在天上嘅父会同你计数嘅。
Man may not know, and you yourself may not keep a record, but God knows, and He keeps record.
有几多位读过马太福音第25章，耶稣审判？嗰啲綿羊同山羊有幾多個讀過呢個嘅記錄
？How many of you have read Matthew 25 verses 31-40 or remember about
有幾多讀過
？The parable of the sheep and the goat。
得兩個、三個、四個，唔夠十個人啊
？Three or four. Good. Except a good. At least there are three or four.
當有一日。譚牧師讀過，唔使問，你一定讀過。
I'm sure.
呢個讀過。
Ham has read and remember, but he is too humble to raise his hand.
當有一日耶穌翻嚟呢個，即係再翻嚟審判呢個世界時候，佢將人分兩種，一種係綿羊，一種山羊。綿羊代表義人，山羊代表惡人。
When Jesus came the second time, to judge the nations, he will divide the nations into two parts, the sheep and the goat. The sheep is a symbol of the righteous. The goat is a symbol of the wicked.
耶稣就对嗰班绵羊，即系嗰班义人讲啦，佢话我饿咗嘅时候，你俾我食。
Jesus said to the righteous, "When I was hungry, you fed me."
我赤身露体，你俾衫我着。
When I need clothing, you gave me clothing.
我坐監嘅時候，你嚟探我。
When I was in prison, you came to visit me.
我病嘅時候，你嚟關心我。
When I was sick, you came to take care of me and comforted me.
但呢班義人話：佢主啊，你乜嘢時候餓我俾你食？你咩时候冇衫着我俾你衫着啊
？But this group of righteous people asked Jesus, "When were you hungry that we fed you? When were you thirsty that we gave you to drink? And also, when were you without clothing that we clothe you?"
你几时坐监我探过你？你几时病我去煲汤俾你饮啊
？When were you in prison that we visited you? And when were you sick? Then we boiled some soup and brought it to nourish you.
呢啲人都唔记咗佢所做嘅，但系神将佢所做嘅全部记录晒。
This righteous group of people were not even aware that they had done all these good works.
所以耶稣就话呢二人要往永生里边去。
So that's why Jesus said these righteous will go to eternity or bliss. That is heaven.
喺结束嘅时候。咁咧喺结束嘅时候咧，我睇见上帝都系鼓励佢子民施舍同行善嘅。
In conclusion, we found that God always encouraged His people to give and to do good.
你记唔记得神喺旧约嘅时候，佢吩咐佢子民，即系国中佢嗰啲子民咧话要怜悯国中嗰啲穷人同埋啲孤儿寡妇。
In the Old Testament, God instructed His people to have compassion for the poor, the orphans, and the widows.
当你收割果树嘅时候，你唔好摘晒佢，要留翻啲果子喺棵树，譬如你橙树好，苹果树好，你记得唔好摘晒佢，留翻啲俾啲穷人。
He said, "Do not pick all the ripened fruits from the tree. Leave a portion for the poor."
当你收割麦子嘅时候，你唔好将所有嘅麦都啲麦子收埋晒，你都留一啲喺个田嗰度，等嗰啲孤儿寡妇可以执嚟食，可以执嚟翻去食。
When harvesting grain, do not bring them all to yourself. Leave some behind for the orphans and the widows and the poor.
你记得神点祝福你，你都要祝福别人。
Bless others as God has blessed you.
有几多人读过波亚斯同埋路德嘅故事嘅？
How many of you have read the story of Boaz and Ruth the Moabite?
啊，路德记有几多个读过路德记噶
？How many of you have read the book of Ruth?
如果冇咧，我谂啊要阿谭牧师开呢个圣经班要读下先得。
I counted 4 or 5, but if there's nobody or too few, then maybe Pastor Tam have to have a Bible study on the book of Ruth.
波亚斯是一个很有钱的财主，对人也很有同情心。
Boaz was a very wealthy man and he was full of compassion for others.
当他有一天看去他的田地那些人收割的时候，看见那个从摩押回来的摩押女子路德也在那里执着麦穗。
One day he was looking at his servants and maids.Harvesting the grain in the field, he noticed Ruth, the Moabite, coming back from the land of Moab to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem.
佢特别吩咐嗰啲收割嘅人，你记得留多啲喺个田地，等呢位女子可以执到麦穗，养佢同埋养佢嘅家婆。
He told his servants and the maids, "Be sure you leave."Plenty of grains behind, so Ruth can pick more grains to feed herself and her mother-in-law.
我想结束快啲咧。收尾，波亚斯同路德点啊？结婚啦。
The good news is coming out of this story. We have a very good news. Boaz married Ruth.
神俾佢一个仔叫做俄比德，俄比德系咩啊？俄比德就系大卫嘅曾祖父。
God gave them a son by the name of Obed, and Obed is a great grandfather of King David.
而波亚斯同路德都入咗耶稣基督嘅家谱。
Both Boaz and Ruth is.In the genealogy of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督嘅家谱里边就有波亚斯同埋路德喺入边。
Within the genealogy of Jesus Christ are Boaz and Ruth, and King David is the son of David. King David and Jesus Christ is the son of David.
我哋今日学咗三个功课。
We learn three lessons.
第一就系话施散同埋增添， 喺箴言十一章廿四节嗰度所讲嘅。
The first lesson we learn is recorded in Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 24.
嗰度话有施散嘅却更增添，有吝啬过度嘅反致穷乏。吝啬就系孤寒过度嘅反致穷乏。
Verse is about giving and withholding. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds stingily, but comes to poverty.
我记得我睇过一个故事，叫做《一杯牛奶的故事》。
I still remember a story that I read about a glass of milk.
有一个高中嘅学生暑假揾到份工，就周围去卖书，推销书。
A high school student.During the summer, found a job of selling books from door to door.
有日佢真系攰，又颈渴又肚饿。
One day it was very hot and humid. He was tired and he was thirsty and he was hungry.
咁佢就冇办法啦，去敲门，希望攞杯水嚟饮，去一家人敲门。
So he had no choice but to knock on the door of a house.
咁一出嚟開門咧，係一個嘅妙齡女郎，一個年青嘅女子。咁佢話：你可唔可以俾呢個男仔話？你可唔可以俾杯水我飲啊？我好熱，好寒。
There was a young lady who opened the door to him, and this young man asked the young lady, "I'm really suffering today. It's hot and humid. I'm hungry. I'm hot, and I'm thirsty."Can you give me a glass of water?
呢个女士真系好心，佢话：哦 ，poor boy， 我估我俾杯牛奶你好啲啦，就好过俾杯水你。
This lady, young lady, was full of compassion for this young man, and she said to herself, instead of giving him a glass of water, he needs something better. I'll give him a glass of cold milk.
咁呢個男仔飲咗呢杯牛奶之後咧，就成個精神曬，咁啊走咗啦。
This young man drank the glass of milk, and after that he was refreshed and re-energized, and then he went on with his business of selling books from door to door.
十幾年之後，佢成為醫生，亦成為一個 medical center 一個主任。
This young man was very hardworking, and he went on to medical school and became a very famous and respected physician in a big hospital.
有日佢哋嗰个急症室就送嚟一个病人，咁几个医生喺度牛牛沉沉话：呢个女人，我谂我哋都冇办法救到佢噶啦。
One day, the ambulance brought a woman into the emergency room was critically ill, and there were a few doctors looking at her and said to themselves, "Well, this woman has a very rare disease. We don't think we can help her at all. She won't recover."
而且佢提到佢喺边个浮仔运过嚟嘅。
Also, this.Doctors were aware which town this lady was from.
咁呢个医生，即系头先讲呢个咁嘅出名嘅医生咧，听到之后，呢个浮仔我曾经去过卖书噶，过嚟睇下呢个病人，睇过点样，佢即刻过嚟。
This noted doctor that was respected by the hospital.Heard about this lady coming to the emergency room and heard that she was from a small town somewhere, and it seemed the town was familiar to him, and it kind of rang the bell. Oh, that's the town that I was given a glass of milk.
於是佢咧就埋嚟一睇個病人，認得嗰個病就係佢。以前俾個杯牛奶佢飲嘅。
He came to the lady's side and recognized that the lady was the same young lady who gave him a glass of milk years ago.
佢就對個醫生講：，佢話你哋唔使理呢個，由我自己負責嚟醫呢一個病人。
So he told the other doctors, "Don't worry, I will personally take care of her myself."
一個月之後，呢個女病人好翻曬。
This doctor was very careful taking care of this woman day by day and giving her just the right treatment. He knew how to take care, how to treat her.
當佢嚟
And then one month later, miraculously, this young lady, this woman recovered.
佢就要你睇長啊！我呢個點解咧？咁佢就要攞嗰張出要 check， 佢真係要跌叉住佢出院啦。佢話叫嗰度 cashier 俾張單佢睇下。
So before this lady was discharged from the hospital, this respected and noted doctor that we mentioned about asked the cashier of the hospital to give him the bill, the medical bill, to take a look.
哇！一睇嗰張藥單，嗰張單嗰個天文數字，好大筆嘅錢。
When he looked at the bill, he was really shocked at the astronomical expense.
呢個女士。
Was incurred by taking care of this lady.
呢個女士冇辦法可以還得清噶啦。
This lady will never in her lifetime pay back.
所以佢就喺嗰張單度寫咗句説話 ：Pay in full because you are one cup of milk.
So he signed underneath this bill, stating.Pay in full because of a glass of milk I received.
你睇呢個女士，佢就係施散一杯牛奶俾人，但係所得嘅結果係幾咁大。
Now you can see that this young lady years ago gave a glass of milk to this young man, and then he.Reap so much. His huge medical expense was taken care of.
第二咧就话先死而后得喺路加福音第六章嗰度所记载嘅，你先要俾，然后就会得到。
The second biblical instructions about giving is recorded in Luke chapter 6 verse 38. You give and it will be given to you.
咁咧就我就記起咗戴德生嘅一件事。
I remember the story of the missionary to China, Mr. Hudson Taylor.
佢係呢個嘅中國內地會嘅創辦人。
He's the founder of the China Inland Mission.
當佢未去中國之前，佢先喺英國學醫同埋學習信心嘅功課。
Before he went to China, he was trained to be a physician.And also he wants to train himself to have the faith to trust God because in China you can't depend on your support.
咁啊，有日有个细路女就埋去噶，大先生，你可唔可以嚟为我妈妈祈祷？佢病得好紧要。
One day, this is in England. There was a little girl that came to Mr. Hudson Taylor.Asking him if he would come to her house to see her very sick mother.
咁但系牧师就去跟住啲女仔去到屋企，就为佢妈妈祈祷啦。
So Mr. Hudson Taylor followed this this little girl to her house.
咁祈祷之后咧？祈祷之后，佢就睇到佢屋企好穷，真系系一个好可怜嘅人。
Mr. Hudson Taylor arrived at the house and prayed for this very sick woman, the mother of this little girl. And then after praying, he noticed that the house was very run down and this family was very poor.
咁啊，圣灵同阿德生嘅心讲，佢话你既然睇到佢穷，又为佢祈祷，但唔帮佢，你系一个好假冒伪善嘅人。
The Holy Spirit was speaking to Mr. Hudson Taylor's heart, saying to him, "If you just pray for this lady and not do anything for her and her family, you are a hypocrite."
但阿德生话，你知我手上只有两个书领系。够今晚同埋天日嘅饭食，我俾咗佢，变咗我冇饭食啦。
So, but, Mr. Taylor was arguing with the Holy Spirit, and he said, "Now I only have 2 shillings in my pocket. If I give my 2 shillings to this family, I won't have anything to eat."
但系佢挣扎一轮之后咧，好啦，佢都凭信心就俾咗佢哋。俾咗呢個女人。
After some struggle, he decided to give the 2 shillings to this family, so that this family have something to eat.
嗰晚翻到去乜都冇，就係食一啲麥皮，係咁多啦。
That night when he arrived at his house, he didn't have anything to eat except a little bit of oatmeal, which didn't fill his stomach.
第二日咧
，so he went to bed. 第二日 hungry.
派信嘅時候有一個黃信封。咁啊，入边咧打开咧，有一对手物。
Next day, he was still hungry, but the mailman delivered a big brown envelope to him.
个上帝啊，我而家肚饿，系需要钱，我唔需要对手物。
And when he opened the brown envelope, he found a pair of gloves, and then he prayed, "Oh Lord, right now I need money to buy food. I don't need a pair of gloves."
咁但既然嚟到，佢不妨都試下啦。
Since I got this pair of gloves, I might as well try it on.
點知佢戴手物嘅時候咧，咦，好似有啲嘢喺邊喎。
When he was trying the
gloves,
and more than ten shillings drop out of the gloves.
嚇！佢又講：，哇，原來。我俾上即系我俾人系哋两个书领，但上帝第二日就俾翻我又多，利息又高又快脆。
And then he said to himself, he thanked God first, and then he said to himself, you know, I only gave 2 shillings, but God has given me how many times more than what I gave, and it was the interest was high, and then.The reward was fast. He got it the next day.
在最收尾第三座神喜悦的祭，我想请各位一起读这节圣经。可惜你希伯来书13章16节一起读一次，中文和英文。可惜没打中文，但是有英文圣经你可以读。我们作为今天的结束。
The third biblical instructions on giving is found in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16.I would like you to read it both in Chinese and English.
我先读中文先啦，等啲英文有时间揾啦吓。
Let me read in Chinese.
边个识中文嘅可以一齐读。
Whoever knows Chinese can read together.
只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。请英文嘅人读一次。
And do not forget to do good work and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
愿神祝福佢嘅说话，我哋今日就到此为结束。过咗好多时间。
May God bless His word. We conclude right here.